Some of these points have been mentioned before, and I'm sure that if you heard it, some of them, the Chazori never heard anybody. Rabsel Solanki, father of the Musar movement, writes that in his time, the custom was, we don't have that today, but the custom was on Shabbos Mavorkim, the Shabbos that we reach the new moon, the shamash or the sexton used to call out which month is approaching. And when he used to call out Elul, people started trembling. There was a certain fear. Elul is coming. I heard from my Rosh Hashivas, who lived in Europe before the war. It was a whole different situation then. Elul came. People, storekeepers, closed their stores early. Shopkeepers closed the shops early. They felt there was something more important to do. They went to shul, they davened better, they said tillim, they learned more. You could feel Elul in the air, the atmosphere changed. That's what Elul used to be. What's by us? Shas Mavorkim has passed already, Rishchaydish has passed, we started blowing shofar, we started davening shamori, we do everything. But do we feel anything different than it's Elul? As a bacher, I myself, I learned in Tel Zeshiva, in Cleveland. There, this man, the semester started chof off, 10 days before Elul. What does that mean? Gave us 10 days to prepare ourselves for Elul. So when Elul was ushered in, when Elul came in, you could utilize Elul till its fullest. When this man starts Rosh Chodesh, usually until people get together, get chavrusas, you can come back from America, you have to get over your jet lag, you can lose almost a whole week. A whole week. So the question is, what are we talking about? Everybody understands Rosh Hashanah is very important. Day of judgment, life and death. Serious. You have to take it seriously. Elul, we have to utilize Elul, we have to prepare ourselves for Elul. Well, what are we talking about? But the truth is, if we fully, we may know it, but if we fully understand it and feel that the success of the whole year, the whole next year, depends on the outcome of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean for Gashmius, Ruchnius, for our wealth, health, ourselves, our families, Klal Yisrael, the whole world? It depends on the outcome of Rosh Hashanah, which is less than 4 weeks away. Then we would fully appreciate the kindness that we have, at least a month to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. We find this concept of 30 days before, we find by Pesach, Sholim, V'doshim, V'hilchot Achad, Shloshim Yoyim, to prepare for Pesach, but this is a whole different thing. The 30 days of Elul is completely different. Why is that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that we should change. And changing is not easy. And in order to help us, we have the special siyata d'shmaya to be able to do it, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes closer to us to enable us to get closer to Him. It's only in Elul. We don't have it, or in the Seder Shemichuva, which is even closer. We don't have it any other time of the year. The Rosh Hashanah of Elul, the initials are Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, which correspond, you all know it, Ani, Ledodi, Ledodi, Li, which means, there's different ways of explaining it, but I am to my beloved one, as my beloved one means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes closer to us. In order that we can get closer to Him. When He's closer, it is easier if we try and if we apply ourselves to it. That's what we mean that Elul, that's part of the reason we see that Elul is so important and so chashuv, that that we can accomplish more than a whole year. Another source, what do we see that Elul is so important? This I heard from around Shlomo Grevda. It's a beautiful word. We all know Klal Yisrael, we're in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. They lived through the 10 plagues. Kriyas Yamsuf came to Maimon Har Sinai. Mamish, they came to heights that we can't begin to comprehend. The levels and the heights of Kedusha and Torah they came at, they reached. They received the Torah. How is it possible 40 days later, that's all, they were Nichshal and the Chet HaEgel? They're on such a tremendous level. That's one question. They asked a better question, and this is very important. We all know that Claudius and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim three times, three periods of 40 days. Right after Maimon Har Sinai, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Ches, till Shavuos of Atamus, at which time he came down. And because of the ego, he broke the Luchos Rishayis. Then he went up for another 40 days. He asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to relent. And at the end of those 40 days, which was Shchoy Deshelo, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yes, come up again for another 40 days, at which time you receive the Luchos Shniyis. And then he went up again for the third period of 40 days, and then he came down in Kippur. Question is, if you'd ask anybody in these three periods of 40 days, which one would Klal Yisrael on the highest level? Of course, the first 40 days. The first 40 days was after they went to all the Nisim, after Maimon Har Sinai, after everything. They reached tremendous levels. And then, on the highest levels, the Sultan was able, he didn't want them to receive the Torah, he was able to entice them to do a chet. Chet HaEgel. So what happened later? At the third 40 days, where was the Sultan then? He didn't care we should get the Luchas, he definitely did care. He didn't want us to get the Torah. So why then, when they were on a lower level, it was after the Chet HaEgel, why wasn't he successful in enticing them to do a different chet, whatever it is, to prevent Klal Yisrael from receiving the Torah? It's a good question. And he answered like this. True, a person can be on tremendously high levels. If you're not on guard, you're not working on yourself, you're not prepared, the Sultan, you have no choice, you have no chance. The Sultan will be matzliach that you should do a chet. Many times you don't have to be on such a high level. So I'm a drager. But if you're working on yourself and you're trying to do the right things, then the Sultan can't be matzliach. And that was the situation then. True, they were on high levels, but that didn't come through their own work. Of course, Baruch Hu gave it to them, and they weren't working on themselves. And the Sultan worked very hard, and he was matzliach, that they shouldn't get the luchos. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the luchos rishonis. Whereas the last 30 days, Klal Yisrael learned from their mistake. They didn't want anything to happen. It says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, they were learning more, they were on guard, that's why they blew shofar every day. They don't want anything to happen again. When you're trying and you're working, the Sultan has no koyach to be able to entice you to do a chet. These are the same 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till after Yom Kippur. The same 40 days that our ancestors, our avos, were working on themselves. We all know, every yantif, every chag has its own special strength. Pesach is Man Chayruseinu, Man Simchuseinu Sukkos, and all the Mephoshim explain, when we have a holiday, a Yantif, we don't commemorate something that just happened in the past, but that same strength renews itself every year. In the month of Nisan, if a person works on it, he can free himself from the yoke of the Yetzer Hara. It's Man Chayruseinu, because that same strength renews itself. And the same thing is with these days of Elul. These are the 40 days that our avos worked on themselves. You all know the klal, myself, the sinim abundim. That means they already paved the way for us. So if you really look at Elul, with the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes closer to us, to enable us to get closer to Him, our avos were working on themselves in these 40 days that nothing should happen. So you have to realize that Elul is a tremendous opportunity. You can accomplish more in Elul than a whole year. Just have to try. It's proven. People of Mamish learn better, daven better, everything in Elul than a whole year, and they try, and then Elul, they're not free. So that's the first thing we have to realize, the chesed that we have the time. And therefore we have to try to utilize it as much as possible. Now, of course, it's an Elul. We're going to hear a lot about different things about tshuva. One thing I think it's just important we should realize, we all know there's 613 mitzvahs. So we have a tendency to look at tshuva, one of the 613 mitzvahs. We have to realize tshuva is a completely different mitzvah. The Orchis Tzadikim, in his Hagdama, his introduction to Shar Tshuva, he brings the famous Chazal, I'll just mention it briefly. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to the Shemayim, he went up, but there are seven different levels, the seven Rekiyim. At every level that he went up, till he got to the Kisei HaKavod, he found the Malachim, the angels were talking about different topics. One level they're talking about Klal Yisrael, one level they're talking about the Torah, one level of Eretz Yisrael, different topics. Till he got to Kisei HaKavod, and there they were talking about Tshuva. The Chazal say, G'doy le'tshuva shemagaz at Kisei HaKavod. It means we're dealing with a mitzvah here that has tremendous strength and breaks all levels and goes straight to Kisei HaKavod. That's what the Orchis Tzadikim writes in his introduction. To realize that before you even talk about doing tshuva. And the main thing we have to realize is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. Rabbeinu Yonah also writes in the beginning of Shari Tshuva that everybody looks at. We have to feel the chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu did by giving us the mitzvah of tshuva. What does that mean? Not only he gave us a way out, he commands us to do it. There's a chiyuv to do and he receives it. A person that's tshuva from Ava, from Yira, even if he's having bad times, and that reasons him to do tshuva, no matter how a person does it, Kodesh Baruch Hu receives it. It's a tremendous chesed. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, if when you have this opportunity and you don't avail yourself to that opportunity, that's a tremendous chesed. That's terrible. And the famous mashal that he says, I'll just repeat it, there's different explanations to the mashal. He brings the mashal that people were in prison. There were five people in prison for a very serious offense that they committed. And one night, they were succeeded in digging a tunnel. The four of them escaped. The warden comes in the morning. He sees there's a tunnel, and most of the prisoners are not here. There's just one guy there, and he starts hitting him. So the prisoner says, what are you hitting me for? I'm a good fella. I didn't run away. They ran away. Go chase them. What do you want from me? The warden says, you don't understand. They ran away. Why did they run away? Because they realized that there's something to be afraid of. That there's going to be a trial, and they can have, who knows how hard they're going to have to be in prison forever. You're staying, so you belittled the whole establishment. There's nothing to worry about. So you didn't bother running. That's why I'm hitting you. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. We have to realize, we have an opportunity. We have to use it. Not using it is chas v'shalom, a tremendous chet. We all have things we have to take care of. So if we don't do it, we say, yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what's the blow shofar? Yeah, no. We have to utilize it. And if we utilize it, we'll be zeichah. But not utilizing it is a tremendous chet. All right. So we want to do tshuva. How should we do it? What should we do? There are two foremost eitzes that really apply to us practically. And the Olam Forsha mentioned it. Tzvila and Musar. Everybody davens three times a day. We all spend time davening, but there's davening and there's davening. There's davening and there's lip service. The person knows what he wants and has kavana. Pirush HaMilas, translation. He has kavana what he says and he means what he says. And he realizes he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's asking him. For das, for tshuva, for slicha, for refuah, for gula. When he says one thing, he means it. Not he's just saying what he has to say. That's called tefillah. But if a person just says words, he doesn't even know what he's saying, or he memorizes them by heart and he says it over and over again, that's lip service. That's not called davening. The famous moshul they always give. Unfortunately, there's some truth to it. The person finishes Shmoneh Esrei, and the person standing next to him gives him Shalom Aleichem. So why are you giving me Shalom Aleichem? I didn't come from any place. He says, because usually when a Christian davens, his mind wanders to the four corners of the world. We all know that, how true that is. But it's proven and it's known that in Elul, a person can daven much better than a whole year. And also because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer to us. People have tried, they try a whole year, it's not easy. And in Elul, it's much easier to really have kavanah with your davening, to keep your kavanah, to concentrate on davening. And this we do anyway 3 times a day. This is the first step. What should we daven? Re'ayna says what we should daven for also. The first thing, to have siyata d'shmaya, to be able to do tshuva. You have to be misfala for it. You think it's easy? Okay, I want to do tshuva, I can just do it. You need siyata d'shmaya. He says you should be misfala for it. I can think he says, it's a very important point to know. He says, we should be misfala that after doing tshuva, we should find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. The Moshe of giving is a son rebelled against his parents and they threw him out. After a while, he realized he didn't act properly and he came and he asked his parents for forgiveness. And his parents said, you know what, we forgive you. We won't hold a grudge against you. We don't want to have anything to do with you. We go your way. We won't throw you out of our will. We won't have any grudge against you. We won't have anything to do with you. Is he happy? No. He wants his parents to love him like they loved him before. And so the Ben-Yang says, we have to be misfouled, and we are. We're saying Hashem Elokeinu. We should find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Not enough just to have tshuva. We should find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So that's tshuva. Moser. In the yeshiva, there's always a Musa Seder. We should try to avail ourselves to the Musa Seder, because during that Seder, we should really analyze and inspect our actions, if they're right, if they're wrong, if we're doing it the proper way, if we're acting right. That's Musa. These are things that we usually spend time anyway. If we do it the right way, this will help us immensely. Now, many times, a person makes up his mind, he wants to. He wants to utilize Elul. He's going to make it the best Elul he had, and he's... But what happens? Things come up. He has to take care of this and he has to take care of that. A lot of things happen that many times doesn't even happen a whole year. And it distracts him. He doesn't have Yishuvah Das, and it's hard for him to utilize Elul. He has to know it's not an accident. It is like that. Why? Because Chazal say, Kol Agadol Mechaveiro Yitzhar Gadol. The bigger the person, the bigger Yitzhar he is. Why? Because we all know this world is a world that we should earn our reward. Otherwise, of course, we couldn't give them everything. We didn't need all of them there. We have all of them above. No, we have all of them there that there should be miscellaneous temptations, and we should overcome them. And through overcoming them, we should earn our own reward. Therefore, the bigger person, in order that he should earn something, his nature has to be bigger. Otherwise, he has no fight. There's no contest, and there's nothing for him to earn. It's true not only by people, it's true by times. The more important that the time is, that you can accomplish more, the sudden tries to not think that you should be able to accomplish it. The same reason. So Ramayana, the person says things happen, this and that, I don't have Yeshiva Das, and I can't use it, I can't work at you, and I can't do this. There's reason why things come up. So what's the answer? The answer is you have to sit down and really just see everything that comes up. First of all, some things that are necessary, important, they can be done after Yom Kippur, so they have to be done now. Even if they have to be done now, maybe they can be done in a shorter period of time, maybe somebody else has to do it also. A person should just try to utilize as much as possible, and he'll see he'll be able to find much more time than he has. The Moshe we always give, just for an example, there's a wedding, somebody's getting married. If you know the chassan and he's your friend, it's a mitzvah rabba to go to the wedding. Simchas chassan makama. Start his mitzvah. You don't even know the guy. And you just heard there's a wedding. And you feel, I have nothing else to do tonight anyway. I may as well go. And it's called a mitzvah. No. And now that's better not the time to do it. There's more important things to do. You have to do the proper things and utilize as much as possible. One other eitzah is very important. If you want to use Elul, everybody knows a month has 4 weeks. A week is 7 days. In the English, it's called 5 weekdays and the weekend. The weekend is Friday and Shabbos. When you want to put Sunday, make it Shabbos and Sunday. There's no way to use Elul if you don't utilize the weekends. Seder, we have Thursday, and then there's a break until Sunday morning. And there's so much time. True, people are busy Friday, married folks are sure, there's things to take care of, even Brachim things to take care of. True, there's a lot to do. But if a person tries, he can find time to use. Shabbos, we're machmer on the mitzvah of Shein and the Shabbos Tainig, and we sleep, ganz gut, but there's plenty of time. Shabbos is a long day. Friday afternoon, it's daylight saving time. If you want to use early, you have to use the weekends. Each one accordingly. You have to do what you have to do, but you could find time and utilize it, and therefore that will help you to really prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Now, many times a person feels, listen, Rosh Hashanah, it's Elul, that's true. For last year was also Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, 2 years ago. What do I have to worry about? I made it through last year. I made it through 2 years ago. If anything, I'm better. I've learned more Torah, I've done more mitzvahs. What do I got to worry about? But this I heard from our Moshe Aaron Stern. He always used to mention this in his shmuz. In Elul, first he said, but that's a whole gemara, I can't go through that now. Who says you made it through? We have no idea. We may be living on borrowed time. There is such a concept that a person didn't make it through the judgment last year, but he has mitzvahs. And of course, Baruch Hu can pay him up for his mitzvahs in this world. So just that a person says, I made it through. We never know if we made it through last year. We assume so, but second of all, he used to say, even if we did, well, we never know on whose source, on whose merit made it through. We think, we made it through ourselves, we're good people. Not always true. Many times we made it through on the source, the merits of the daylim, of the tzaddikim, of the dor, and as the year progresses, we've lost many people during the year. And so a lot of times we don't have the same people who protected us to protect us again. So we can never be sure we made it through. What we have to do is make sure we make it through this year on our own merit. And that we have to work to accomplish. One other point I want to mention, because this is also a feeling that a person has many times. Talking for myself, I'm sure other people have that too. Okay, I'm going to try. But I tried last year. I tried 2 years ago. And I did. I changed certain things and this. How long did it last? You want to call them New Year's resolutions. How long did it last? It didn't last the whole year, so what's the use? Why should I try again? I already have experience to know that it doesn't really last. If they know, that's not true. First, we have to be the follow that it should last. And it could. It doesn't always have to not last. It could last. But we have to know, secondly, even if it doesn't, we should take the idea that it was in vain. It's not in vain. Every Mashavah Taimer, any mitzvah, any chesed that a person did elevates him and doesn't get forgotten. So a person shouldn't think it's in vain. The mashal that's always given is mother takes his child out, takes her child out to the park, to the sandlot, whatever you want, and he gets dirty, he enjoys himself. Comes home, the mother cleans him all around. Tomorrow she takes him again, he gets dirty, she cleans him again. Always. Why does she keep cleaning him? She knows he's going to get dirty. But she also knows that if she doesn't clean him, he'll get so dirty she won't be able to ever clean him. And that's our situation. Baruch Hashem! We have an Elul. We have a Seir Shemei Tshuva. That we can cleanse our neshama. And every Machshava Torah, every Maitzah, every Chesed that we do, Taka cleanses us and elevates us. So as we said, we have to be misvalid to continue. But even if we're not successful in keeping it a whole year, we shouldn't take the attitude that it's in vain. It's not in vain. It elevated us, it cleansed our neshama, it brought us up to different madrigas. Nothing is in vain. So we keep these machshavas in mind, that we have an opportunity of a lifetime. El, Seir Shemei Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu's closer to us. This is the time that all of us worked on themselves. My Sa'ad Sinim Abonim. We can utilize this time and accomplish more than a whole year. We have to know, like the Orach HaSadikim writes, Tshuva is Magav at Kisei HaKovel. It's not like any other mitzvah. The other places they write it, then it's a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was created before the world. It's a tremendous thing. We just have to apply ourselves to it. And as the Rebbeinu Yehuda writes, when we have these opportunities, and if we don't use it, That itself is a tremendous step. We have to see that we should use it, like the most of the prisoner. The one that stayed and he didn't care, he's the one that the warden was hitting. And we have to realize the aces that we have, davening, it's easier to daven in Elul. You just have to try, utilize the Musa Seder, and not be discouraged by the fact that, and telling you, it happens over and again that in Elul, a lot of things come up to distract a person from being able to accomplish this. Shouldn't be discouraged. Should just sit down and weigh everything, and you'll see he'll be able to take care of everything. And in order to utilize Elul, we have to use the weekends, each one as much as he can. But it shouldn't just be Hefker. Try to find time in the morning, Friday morning, before you get busy. Shabbos, there can be time before you have a meal, or even after you speak. You don't have to speak 5 hours. Everybody make his own judgment. But utilize Elul. And we shouldn't be discouraged. In past years, that we know some of our resolutions didn't peak. Bearing in mind all these machshavos, hopefully, it will help us all to be zeicha to aksiva v'chsiva teiva.